This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, a new Wisconsin organization is aiming to increase Latinx representation in medical professions. The Medical Organization for Latino Advancement, or MOLA, first started in Chicago in 2017. Now, there's a chapter operating in Wisconsin. Dr. Patricia Tellez-Giron is an associate professor in the UW-Madison Department of Family Medicine and Community Health. She's chair of the Latino Health Council of Dane County, and she's founding president of the Wisconsin chapter of MOLA. Dr. Tellez-Giron, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Can you talk about why you are tackling this problem? How do we see people of Latina backgrounds underrepresented in medicine?
Well, we know that the Latinx community is the fastest growing in the United States. And even though we are about 19%, the representation of health professionals is only like 3-4%. So we definitely need to increase the representation to be able to serve the fastest growing population.
What does it mean if people of Latinx backgrounds are underrepresented in medicine? How does that, first of all, affect patients?
Well, research has shown that when you have a healthcare provider that looks like you, that understands your language, your cultural background, your health outcomes are going to be better. So if we don't increase the representation, we're going to continue having health disparities that have been in existence for many years.
Now, this group is new in Wisconsin, but I understand you've been working to be a mentor to try to bring people into medical fields for quite a while now. What are some of the things you and your colleagues have been doing already?
Yeah, many years ago, we recognized that we needed to start somewhere and that it takes many years to grow a healthcare provider. So we started pairing up with pre-med students here at the university with a group that is called PALMA, Professional Association for Latinos for Medical School Access. And we started helping them with clinical shadowing experiences, community work, and mentoring. What we realized is that many times our students need a lot of coaching, a lot of support, a lot of sharing, like, yes, you can do this, don't let anybody else tell you that you can do that. Many times they come from backgrounds that are very difficult, families that are undocumented, poor, first generation college students, and we really need to help them get to the place where they need to be to help our communities.
Yeah, becoming a doctor is a lot of work to begin with. Can you talk about a little more about some of the additional hurdles that some of the younger students you're working with are facing?
Yes. So many of our students, even though they were born in the United States, they are raised by families that speak only Spanish. So that could be a big, big problem. Being first generation students here in the United States, the families do not know the system or how to help them get to sometimes even high school or higher education. Racism is definitely one, and discrimination is one that really gets on the way, and resources, because they come from families that are poor, and to go to medical school, it takes a lot of money through the years of pre-med and then through medical school. So lots of different factors.
We're talking to Dr. Patricia Tellez-Giron, associate professor in the UW-Madison Department of Family Medicine and Community Health, about this new chapter of an organization called the Medical Organization for Latino Advancement here in Wisconsin. Dr. Tellez-Giron, let's talk about this group now. You've got this chapter in Wisconsin. What is the focus? What kind of things will you be working on?
So the collaboration with the mother organization, MOLA in Chicago, started exactly because we realized that in Wisconsin, we did not have anything like it. We look at what they are offering, and they are offering mentorship, they are offering education and research, well-being experiences, advocacy, public health. So eventually, we want to try to offer the same thing to our membership. We are starting with mentoring, which is what we have been doing now for several years, as you presented before. And then from there, we're going to try to grow and offer the same benefits that Mola Chicago is offering their members. For now, by pairing with Mola Chicago, we can offer our membership the same services through them.
Now, how about people who aren't in pre-med programs yet? What would you do, or what do you think could be done to encourage people, you know, in the high school level or maybe even lower, to start thinking, well, I don't see doctors who look like me, but maybe I can be a doctor?
Yes, and we have been doing that as well. It's kind of similar to what we call a ladder program. So what we do, we have our pre-med students work with the high schoolers, and then from there, the medical school, the medical students work with the pre-med, and then the residents work with the medical students, and so on. And now here in Madison, the district has started a path for health. So we're going to try to pair up with them too. And they start from high school, in the very beginning of high school, and sometimes even in middle school. So yes, and we want to increase the representation again, so that when the families go to the doctor and the kids see a doctor that looks like them, that speaks like them, that they say, you know, I can be one of them. So, but for that, we need more of us.
At one point, of course, you were a pre-med student, Dr. Tejas-Giron. What kind of lessons did you take from your experience then that you're hoping to share with new generations?
Well, I actually did my medical school in Mexico. So it was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of support and a lot of people that looked like me. But thanks to that experience, when I moved to the United States and I had to basically start over, I realized the needs that our students have in here and the difference of how the resources have to be targeted in a different way to our students. And thanks to that is that I can talk to my pre-med students and tell them all the requirements that are needed, and not only talk to them about the requirements that are needed, but give them those requirements. So I give them experiences in the clinic with shadowing. They work with us in the community. And then I basically become kind of their mother. I call them my chickens because I help them with anything that they need. And I have other team members that also do.
And briefly, as we wrap up, if somebody out there is listening is saying, hey, yeah, you're talking about me, I'm going or hoping to go into pre-med or I'm in pre-med, where would you point them toward to get more information?
Definitely Mola, M-O-L-A. So go and become a member. And then through that, we can reach out to you and see what your needs are and start helping you. So when you go to Mola, you say Mola, Wisconsin, and register. It's actually free. Right now for students to sign in.
Dr. Tejas-Giron, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Patricia Tejas-Giron, Associate Professor in the UW-Madison Department of Family Medicine and Community Health. We talked to her today about a new Wisconsin chapter of the group Medical Organization for Latino Advancement, which she helped found here in the state.